Hey, welcome to another episode of Rod and Flava. I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And what are we going to call this Monday?
Laguna Monday.
And boy, do I like the sound of that, especially the name Laguna. And there I go dropping hints about last Monday, what happened. It'll all make sense in a couple months, I swear.
Well, I don't know about you, but I like me some Laguna Beach.
Yep. And that's where we're coming from. And I got to tell you, the weather down here is absolutely perfect. It was about 75.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So a couple weeks ago, we were up in Monterey.
75 and sunny there too?
Well, no.
That's right. That was 66
and cloudy. No, it was like 50s, low 60s.
Okay. But Carmel was nice. That was 75.
So I think I got my packing reversed. Yeah. Because I packed tons of sweaters now, shorts with lots of sweaters and sweats for here, and it's been warm, and I'm totally regretting all my packing decisions. And in the reverse, when we were up in Monterey, I packed like it should have been for down here, and I had everything like cold. You know, like for hot weather, and I was freezing my patootie off up there. You know, I just can't get it right.
You know what? Welcome to 2020.
Totally.
What a year. What a year.
So I'm glad it is a little cooler this evening, so at least I can feel comfortable in my sweats this evening.
Definitely. And you know, fortunately for you, Flava, maybe not so much for me, you got to have a lot of fun today. This was, for me, a business trip.
Right.
I didn't get to quite indulge, and I don't think you guys are going to want to hear about my day because I don't want to put our listeners to sleep.
It was a work day.
And it wasn't. I mean, it's nothing right home about. But your day was quite the adventure.
It was.
Oh, and by the way, thank you for that lavender latte you brought me this morning because that woke me back up.
Was that not the best lavender latte you've ever had?
It was amazing.
Right.
And it was perfect timing because literally with what I'm doing, because I'm in training, it's put me to sleep. So I'm not going to fall asleep in class, but having the lavender latte helped. So thank you for that delicious, beautiful, refreshing.
I have to say, we've had lavender lattes at a couple different places now. Up where we live.
Yes.
Up in Monterey.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
we did. Now down here, so the place that I went this morning was called Stack's Pancake House, and it's on PCH. Let me just tell you, we went for the food.
Okay.
And as you know, I am the type of person that needs coffee as soon as you wake up to get my day going. That's just how I'm wired. And so by looking at the places, I'm like, okay, not only does the food look good, but they look like they got some decent coffees going. We go in there. It's a order at the counter. Go sit down.
Okay.
Their food choices are amazing. I can't say enough about this. So it's a huge shout out to Stack's. Their food is phenomenal. Couple notable things are one of our daughters ordered a Nutella s'mores French toast.
Wow.
It was more like a dessert.
Yeah.
It looked amazing.
Yeah.
They had so many healthy options as well. Another one of our daughters got super healthy, and they're with pancakes on the side, and she said those were the best pancakes she has ever had.
That's impressive because her pancakes
I know.
Are pretty amazing that she makes at home. So that's saying some, man. I'm a little envious because my breakfast was a Fairlife protein shake with some powdered instant Starbucks coffee.
Oh my God, that sounds so delicious. Oh,
yeah, breakfast of champions, yeah.
So maybe I felt that and just felt like, I needed to bring you back something because in my core, I felt that you needed a little extra love this morning.
I did, and I appreciate it. I so appreciate it.
Right.
Because today was draining. If you can't tell my voice, my normal bubbly self isn't there because they drained everything I had. The essence of Rod got drained.
Well, I had something interesting there. Yeah. I had a crepe, excellent crepe, filled with like the scrambled eggs, the Swiss cheese, the spinach, the mushrooms. But what they did is they put hollandaise sauce on top of that.
Interesting.
So, and I was having a hard time choosing between an eggs Benedict, and they had all different kind of Benedicts. So I was like, do I get an eggs Benedict? Do I get a crepe? And then this was like, both of them came together and had a baby, and I ordered that.
Dang, mine was like, do I put the hot water in the cup first?
I feel so bad for you.
Starbucks and then the hot water.
I feel so bad for you. But it was, I would have never thought to have put the hollandaise sauce on top of the crepe.
Wow, okay.
It was excellent. Nice. So kudos, Stacks. Phenomenal food, phenomenal lattes, just excellent food. And the staff there was awesome and fun and just really outgoing. They were good people.
I'm just curious, how was the crowd? Was it packed? I mean, and obviously we're socially distanced, but I mean, was there like a line to get in? Was it?
So all the tables were full.
Okay.
And nice. We hit it just right. As we were finishing up though, there was crowds waiting. Wow. And not all together. They had them socially distanced, but there were people waiting to walk in to order and waiting for a table. So, yeah.
Nice. You know, I've noticed, because we got here yesterday, obviously there's a lot of outdoor dining, but places, they seem to be doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we went to a really nice poke bowl place.
Right.
And we had to wait about 40 minutes just to get inside.
Oh, wow.
Totally worth it. I know you couldn't even finish yours.
Mm-mm.
The great poke bowl. And it sucks because I can't think of the name offhand because my brain's drained.
It was something pokey.
It always is.
But it was not hokey pokey.
No, but it was really good. And you know what? I'll find the name out. I'll talk about the next show. I'll give a shout out. But worth the wait. But I was just blown away by the wait. It's like, at least out here, these places are flourishing well, right. Which is good to see.
Well, the ones that are good are. Yes. And that's where, I mean, hey, at least down here, you can tell the good spots to eat.
You brought up a good point, because I did see a couple of businesses that looked like, unfortunately, they had gone out of business. So, you're right. It's almost like, hey, survival of the fittest. And the ones that are good, make good food, and have adapted to this new normal that we're calling it, are getting rewarded. So
yeah.
That's outstanding.
True that.
Yeah.
So, a couple funny things. You know, the girls and I were making we had a lot of plans for today. A lot of plans. So, our first thing is we decided we wanted to rent some beach cruisers and ride down the beach along the Dana Point and along the ocean, get that sea breeze in our hair.
Yeah.
And so when we went to rent the bikes, they're not renting them right now at our hotel because of the COVID. It was so disappointing.
Did you get to do the jet skis at least?
Well, then we thought, you know what? Maybe we'll just do jet skis earlier than what we had normally planned.
Yeah.
So then we ended up piling in the Jeep.
Okay.
And we drove over there. And we pull in, we're feeling all good, we're jamming, and we get out, and sorry, jet ski rentals booked all day.
Wait, all day?
All day.
Wow, see, I thought you guys went jet skiing today.
No.
Wow.
We, Ixnay, so we cross renting the beach cruisers off, we didn't get to do that, cross the jet skis off. That was a bummer because that was our big plan for today. So we marked that off because we didn't get to participate in that. I guess right now there's like a 3-day, you have to book those three, at least 3 days ahead to get a jet ski. And they have tons of jet skis there.
Wow.
But that's how busy they are right now. So heads up, this is Laura's PSA coming early. If you're planning on coming to Dana Point to do any kind of jet skiing, book 3 days ahead.
Wow.
Or else you are not jet skiing, just like we were not jet skiing today.
That's a good PSA.
So, well, that led us to what the hell do we do?
Yeah, so what the hell did you do?
Well, what any good mother would do, load everyone up in the Jeep and we hit PCH, windows down, bumping.
I love it.
We actually drove up to Laguna Beach, which is why today is Laguna Monday, because that's where we ended up spending our whole day.
Nice.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. It was really nice right up there, which is, it's only a few minutes away, but it was a great drive. We ended up parking in Laguna Beach, right off of PCH in the hip district. And we got out and we walked around and we shopped.
Night. Oh, what?
I know.
Oh, boy.
I know. Sorry about that.
You know, it's so funny. You're talking about Laguna Beach, and I realize I've never been there before, which is really weird, but I've never been. And I'm
So it's 10 minutes up the road.
Wow. With what they had me doing, I probably still won't get to go on this trip, but I was processing that. Wow, I've never been there. And then I heard the S word, and I thought, oh, let's just put a dollar sign on that.
What's the S word?
Shop.
Oh!
Shopping.
Yeah. Well, we didn't drop, so you're safe.
Oh, all right. All right, take the dollar symbol off. Okay.
So I have to say, there are such cute swimwear, beachy vibe places. I mean, you have your normal surf shops and whatnot. But nice. There was a couple really cute little places that the girls and I went to, and the ladies that worked there were so nice. One of them was Marilee's swimwear shop.
Okay.
And it wasn't just swimwear. So you have all these cover-ups, and you have all this free-flowing type halter dresses or jumpsuits, totally cute. You have your cutoff jean shorts, but they had a number of these almost like kimono shirts and all these different outfits in there, skirts, and just think of summer breeze. And they had hats and
nice.
Everything you can think of. And it was just a really cute little swimwear shop. And the fact that the girls in there were so nice and just really cool made the vibe even better. So, Miss Marilee, because I understand you have two of these swimwear shops, one in Huntington Beach and one in Laguna Beach. Your girls down in Laguna are doing their job.
Nice.
They're doing you right. I actually, my big purchase was this Capri Blue Volcano Candle. And smell that.
Oh, that's, wow, that's really good.
Yeah. I don't even know how to. I think one of the girls said it smelled like gummy bears.
That thing smells so good. And I've been having And I've been having horrible allergy attacks the last couple of days. And I can smell that. It's, wow.
Yeah. That was my big purchase. The girls got some clothes and stuff, but that was my purchase today.
Nice.
I thought it was funny, though. Anywhere you park on the side streets in Laguna, you can see the ocean.
Wow.
Down every side street.
That's awesome.
So our Jeep had the perfect ocean view from its parking spot today.
Nice.
It was enjoying it.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah, of course I took a picture.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, got to see through your Jeep's eyes.
Heck yeah.
Well, we didn't start off with our beer.
You know what? We didn't.
Let's
do that. Then I wanted to kind of talk about your shopping as I'm.
Okay.
I'm getting. Well, you know, you said beer, and now all of a sudden I'm perking up here.
I know.
So I know. Last week we did the.
Did the Mango Hef.
Yes, by SLO Brew.
Right, out of San Luis Obispo.
And it was so good.
It was so good.
What else do they have?
Right? So I went back to BevMo, and I found the Blood Orange, Fresh Blood Orange Hef.
Yummy.
And it's also Cali Squeeze. So it's also a 5.4 ABV, so I'm going to...
Crack that bad boy.
I know, careful with my... These nails are hanging on by a thread since they closed the salons again. But they still hanging in there. So, All right.
You go first and I'll try some.
All right. Bright, citrus, unfiltered, refreshing. Blood Orange Hef. Wow.
All right, let's try this.
Mmm, that is nice.
That is good.
So, definitely a hef. Not as much, from what I can recall, the mango hef had more of a mango taste to it.
It does. That definitely has an orange taste. You know, it's interesting. It smells like oranges, too.
It does. Okay. And I didn't even smell.
It smells like oranges.
Uh-huh.
You taste the oranges. And then it has a good aftertaste of sweeter oranges.
It does. Huh. Now you made me smell the oranges. Oh my goodness, I'm going to sneeze.
Don't sneeze.
Pardon me.
You're blessed. Bless
you. I could smell the oranges. I was really smelling the oranges. The little bubbles tickled my nose.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Sorry, we're literally sitting in our hotel room.
Yes.
So if you hear, we always said, we'll be on location. This is one of those times. So you're going to hear cars outside PCH. You're going to hear the creaky sofa.
Yes.
Neighbors next door or above us.
Above us. This louder than normal air conditioner. Yeah, it's, you know, it's. Yeah.
But hey, we got a beach view. We got an ocean view.
Yes, and it's quite pretty. It is.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
And so, family time.
Hey, so really quick, back to shopping. I was thinking.
Oh, good. I swear I didn't break the bank.
You didn't. But you know what? I was going to make a funny about back to school shopping. Then I realized something that's not so funny.
Aww.
Yeah, there is no real reason to back to school shop because everything's distant. It's learning.
I know.
Yeah. And
I'm sad.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you know, I know for our kids, they were really excited to at least get to go a couple times a week. And, you know, now we're prolonging this. I mean, I don't think any kids have really been in school since March. It's been quite a year. I mean, here we are, you know, this is August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this year's gone by fast. For some, I'm sure it can't go by fast enough. Exactly 3 months from now will be November 3rd, which we'll see what happens in that. Even though we might not find out what really happens in that until like January 3rd, who knows? But because it's been that kind of year.
I know. It's just been such a crazy year.
It has.
It really has. It's like expect the unexpected.
Yeah. It really has been. I mean, it's to me, it's the box of chocolate ears because you just don't know what you're getting next.
Right.
I mean, every it's not even every week, like every day you hear something else. Like the latest I heard is, you know, the second wave of coronavirus hasn't officially hit because the first wave isn't gone. And then if you've had it already, you can get it again. And
Double what?
I mean, but you know what makes it tough? You don't know what to believe. I mean, I do believe this now. For some people, it is absolutely deadly. For most people, it's not. So doing what would be the humanitarian thing would be to do what you can to limit your exposure to others. I personally don't think masks work. What I do think works is when people wash their hands, keep their hands clean, try not to touch foreign surfaces. When I say foreign, meaning a surface where you don't know who touched that before you or where it's going to be like a table or some type of public apparatus or whatnot.
Well, here's a good one. We're in a hotel, touching the button to call the elevator.
Yeah. That's another one.
Right?
Yep. So I really think there's a lot to be said about keeping your hands sanitized, not touching your face, things like that. I still believe that's one of the best defenses to this, and also just keeping yourself healthy.
Yeah.
You know, proper diet and exercise. I personally feel that can go a long way no matter what age you are. So,
or what's going on. I mean, there could not be a pandemic going on right now, and that would still be sound advice, I feel.
Oh, absolutely. It would be. So the masks, I still don't think they work, but that's just me. Some of the aspects of social distancing I kind of like. Not the 6 feet apart, but I got to tell you, the one thing I used to hate, and I'm thinking about Disneyland, with a big crowd. Yeah. You know this. It would drive me nuts when people are just all up on you. Like, even when they don't really need to be.
In your space. My space. Yeah. This is my bubble.
And I'm not a germaphobe or anything like that, but gosh, it used to drive me nuts. And now, that part, it's kind of nice. Like, you know, I can check out my groceries and I don't feel like somebody's trying to copy my PIN number down because they're like 2 inches off you. That's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Probably not so nice for like pickpocketers if they still exist, but there's some things about this whole craziness that I'm like, this isn't so bad.
I know. I'm a hugger though. So, yeah. And in my line of work, there have been a few people that I'm working with that I wanted to give them, like, I'm excited for them, yeah. You know, and I went to go give them a celebratory hug, and you just can't. So I always say air hugs, and it's just not the same.
No. I mean, hey, I wanted to shake the hand of our person from, you know, last Monday morning and couldn't, but you got the cool fist bump picture.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a couple months, I'd probably want to hug him. Twirl him around, hug him again. I mean, you know, but it'll have to be another double fist bump. I don't know.
I know. Well, when we went on our walk after dinner tonight, right out on the point here on the jetty, I found that to be kind of interesting.
Oh, the full-on barbecue that was going on, like 50 people inches away, no masks. Yeah,
I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I was too. Because here's the thing: this is based off of numbers. Is chances are statistically somebody in that group, has COVID-19.
Right.
And if that's correct, then it's a 100% probability based on what we saw that they're going to give it to others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, like I said, as we know, most people, they're asymptomatic, nothing. But imagine if just one person in that crowd, this virus is deadly for them.
Oh, that's sad.
But that's been the reality of things. It is sad, but that's been the reality. And we don't know. I mean, we know some people, they have an underlying medical condition or pre-existing. But doctors truly don't know why, for some people, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And for others, hospitalization or even deadliness.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I'm sure eventually they'll find the common denominator, other than underlying respiratory issues or whatnot.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And I'm still...
I
hope. And I mean, I'm still, you know, doing my part not to spread it. Now, I believe back in January that we had it. And I based it on the similar symptoms that we all, our whole family went through.
Right.
And the fact that doctors couldn't figure out what it was. I feel we had it. So, and we made it through. And we probably should get tested for antibodies. But anyways, here's my point. So even if, let's say we did have it, going back to this surface touching, I could easily touch a surface that's got it on it. Now it's on me, but it's not going to affect me. But now I go and I touch someone else or shake their hand or whatever. And
but you're not supposed to be touching.
I know you're not. But I'm saying if I'm touching like a table, don't wash my hands.
I know, but you're not touching anyone.
Well, but I still see people shaking hands and stuff. What if...
What?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Now, what if you...
Shut the front door.
What if you fist bump?
You've really seen people shaking hands.
I've seen that. Now, here's another thing. Let's say that I got it on my forearm because I'm putting my arms on a table.
Right.
And you said people do the elbow bump with the forearms.
Oh, yeah. What if I've you done got on there like that? Instead of shaking hands, I've done the elbow bump.
Now, let's say they cross their arms. I'm going way out there because I don't have a real question.
Now you touch and then they touch
their face. I mean, I know I'm playing the what if game. Just
okay,
having
wait,
fun
so
here.
We went from arms on the table.
Yep. So now you have your arm on the table, right?
My arm's on the table.
Now look, now I'm elbow bumping
now
you.
Now I do elbow bump.
Form. Now look,
now
I now cross
I'm
my
crossing
arms.
My arms.
Now I go touch my
and
face.
And now I'm going to touch my face. And now I could have infected myself.
From somebody else who had it on them because they touched the surface.
Okay, that's just way too much.
I know. Am I just twisting your brain up or what?
Ugh.
It's a what if game, and I know we did that a Lisa, couple of episodes.
It's not a question.
I know. I have no questions tonight, but I did the what if thing.
Oh, well, fine, because I have an answer for you, mister.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I know who my celebrity I would buy a beer for.
Who is that?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
You know why?
I like that. Why?
He's funny as shit.
Yes, he is.
And I love a good laugh. I would enjoy having a beer or a drink with him because I just feel like he is so funny. He seems like so genuine.
Yeah.
He has a great relationship with his wife, who's beautiful. And they have, you know, they just seem like they have a really happy home life as well. I think it would be cool.
It would. And he's plays the best.
Deadpool? Hello.
The best I'm not a superhero in the world.
Yes. So
I'm
it could
no
have been.
Superhero.
Yeah. So he's a superhero.
But he says
and he's
not.
A celebrity.
Yeah.
So that was a double whammy. It Boom.
It is.
He Deadpool. Doesn't play sports, but that's okay.
Yeah, where's Deadpool 3? Come on now. Disney,
gosh.
Damn.
See, he's. So, see, and. So it took me a week, but I thought of it. And I kept saying, I don't know, I just don't really, who would I want to have a drink with, buy a drink for?
Ryan Reynolds. Hey, here's a question.
What?
Now I'm thinking about Deadpool, it's one of my favorite movies.
Oh good, just don't hit me with a question.
We have Disney Plus, and now I'm just curious, is Deadpool on Disney Plus? Because the Avengers is on there.
Oh.
I wonder if Deadpool's on there.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. We'll have to check that out later.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, how do we check Disney Plus?
Well, we can't do it from your phone. You don't have it on. Take too long to load it. We'll find that out. I'm just curious.
Once again, not tech savvy. Here, let me look on my phone.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not on my phone.
I know. My brain would print between the Kevin Speak Right, the what ifs and Deadpool and all that. It's because I'm drained. I am drained. I got to get up in a few hours again and do all this over.
Well, as Ice Cube says, today was a good day. It wasn't how I had planned it, but today was still a good day. We had a great dinner, and...
Yeah, for me, tonight was a great night.
Oh, good.
So,
I'm glad to hear that.
So, as Phil Collins was, tonight, because for me, today was a boring-ass day.
Sorry.
But that's all right. I don't mind. But, you know, at least the people in my group are fun and entertaining.
Yes, I got to meet them. They are pretty cool.
Yes.
Two thumbs up.
Yes, two thumbs up. That keeps, that makes it worth it. Other than that, oh my gosh, I'd be like, I don't know. I can't even think beer enthusiasts in there
as well. Got a couple good recommendations, so we'll be bringing it to the group.
Yeah.
Or we'll be bringing it to Rod and Flava. Yeah. In the coming weeks, as we can locate some of those.
We will. We always do.
We always do.
Always. Yes, we do. Well.
Well, I think we should wrap it up so you could get a little shut eye.
All right. Sounds good.
I got to get on in my book.
That's right. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Well, then I guess with that being said, I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And we'll see. Or we will. Talk to you next week.
Ciao.